Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these, because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings, only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something, because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something that I'm suggesting or motioning to or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal. Take some good notes here because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our High Performance students every single month, and I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute, and I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendon.com/monthly. That's brendon.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendon Show's best of trainings. How do you deal with transitions well? You know, most transitions I've ever been involved in, the ones that succeeded were the ones where there was like a shared purpose amidst all the teams or all the players. But you have to have that in your own personal life too. Does your family really know what you're after in this transition? Does your spouse, your friends, do they really know what you want? If they don't, they can't support you. But more importantly, you might not stay accountable to what you really want. Because what happens sometimes is we make a transition, but no one knows what we really want, and now we feel like we're alone again. We feel like nothing's really happening for us. And in that challenge of not being clear about the outcome, but also not having a shared outcome, no one gets behind us. And worse, we don't have a public sort of face to it. I think the most important thing is when you want something new, that everybody around you friggin' knows it. There's no question. Everybody around you knows it. You talk about it, you share it, you build a network, as we'll talk about, behind it, but it's got to be very, very, very clear. If it's not, good luck. You know, let me give you a very tangible example. That transitions happen for a lot of people. Maybe it's happened for you before. Maybe you transition from high school to college or higher education. Think about that process. That kid who's unclear about what they want from college always really struggles. They don't need to know their major, but they need to know why they're going to college. They need to know why it's going to be different than what it was in high school. They need to know what they want of their life. Even if they don't know their life's career, they need to know what they're passionate about. They need to understand some interests. And think about if they go to school and they're not sharing with like their mom or their dad, here's why I'm going to college. Here's what I want of that experience. Even if just to learn, to grow, to develop social maturity. If it's not something like that, then we're just all meandering all the time. And I'm cool with wandering about for a little while. But once you're in that transition, you better have your goal and you better share it. Big one. You have to work and share a written plan. Think about when you went to college, one of the things that was great if you went to college was, you know, there was a plan. You went to, like, everything was set up for you to implement a plan, wasn't it? You went in, you had to sign up for classes that were on specific days at specific times. They gave you a campus map. They gave you sort of the structure of how college worked. And you kind of had to implement that plan, right? It was like, if you wanted this major, you had to knock off these classes, these prerequisites and these core classes to be able to achieve that major, to achieve that bachelor degree or that master's degree, that higher education degree. You had to work a plan to get there, and that structure helped you in that transition. Because you were scared when you showed up on that college campus. You're like, I don't know what to do with myself. There were all these unknowns, but at least there was a plan.
You had your class schedule and your whole life could fall apart. Go on the adventure with the guy. But no matter what, you knew where you're supposed to be on Tuesday, and that saved your butt in college. Hey, same thing happens for this next career change. You know, it's one of the, there's a great book called The First 90 Days about what a senior executive needs to do when they join a new company and how they should be thinking about those first 3 months of leading the company or learning about the company. Well, the same thing happens if you're changing a career or a business. If there's just no plan, all those uncertainties will overwhelm you and they'll derail you. But if you know you're supposed to show up and do this one thing during the day, during the week, during the month, at least you know to show up there and you can start getting some momentum. I hope that really makes sense. Like, I just don't allow any of my clients not to know and have written down a plan and shared it. When I work with somebody and we're writing some big aspirational goal for them, we break it down into chunks. We break it down into block time and into habits and triggers and consequences. And most importantly, we take that plan, we show it to their spouse. We take that plan, we show it to the kids. We take that plan, we show it to their assistant. We take that plan, we show it to their team. Everybody knows that there's some type of plan. And without that type of plan, everybody's just going, well, I don't know, what are you doing? And there's no way to get momentum. And for you, there's no way to deal with the chaos and the uncertainty. You know, without sort of pillars in the ground and guideposts telling us where to go, it's very easy to get distracted. And it's very easy for us not to implement well through the transition. See, that's really important. I don't care if you're moving your house. I don't care if you're changing a career. I don't care if you're starting a new effort in higher education. You got to have a pretty tight plan to be able to pull things off. And the less people who know about that plan, the more likely it is you're going to mess it up or not have the support that you need. Yourself to be better in this transition. Demand excellence from yourself. Hey, look, if your last relationship, you're kind of an angry jerk, don't carry that into the next one. If that last career, you went with the flow, you kind of gave your best once in a while when you felt like you were getting recognized, don't play that same game in the new career. If in your last business, you were at the top level of what you were doing, in the new business, go to another level. A lot of people fail in transitions because they wander in with the mindset of mediocrity. Their thought through transition is survive. And I will share with you, if your only intention is ever to survive, you will never find true engagement, energize, enthusiasm, fulfillment with what you are doing because you're just going through the motions. Transitions should not be just, well, I hope I get through it, okay. Transitions should be, I'm going to approach.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.